First reading today comes from the wisdom of King Solomon. And even though King Solomon had, you know, the wealth of many nations, he was perhaps the most wealthy and most renowned king in the world at that time. In today's reading, he talks about something that's so important that it makes all the wealth that he has as worthless as sand. And he talks about something that's so important that not only is it more important than the wealth, but it fulfills all the desires for beauty, for health, and for wealth. And if we think about the amount of time the average person puts into accumulating wealth in their lifetime, the average person in the United States, you know, starting from their schooling to prepare for a career, the amount of time they spend investing, saving money, it's probably a lot of time. But imagine for a second that we could attain something that would instantly fulfill all the desires we have for wealth. And it almost sounds too good to be true. But the reality is, there is something that does that. And it's wisdom. The moment that we attain wisdom, it fulfills all the desires we have in life. My grandfather, who's now deceased, never received any higher education. He worked manual labor his whole life. And he lived in the same house. It was a small ranch, brick ranch. He lived in the same house for over 60 years. He never took fancy vacations. And his hobby once he retired is he liked to walk through the neighborhood and talk to all the neighbors. And I think he knew the name of every dog, cat, and goldfish in the entire neighborhood. But when I would talk to him again and again, he would tell me how blessed he was. He was amazed at how well off he was after just working manual labor his whole life. You know, he talked about how he never missed a meal. He had three meals every day and he had a roof over his head, and what an incredible blessing that was, and how richly the Lord had blessed him. And the reality is, he didn't have great wealth, but he was so fulfilled because he recognized that God was providing for his needs, however modest they might be. I know plenty of other people who make far more money than my grandfather ever made. They spend far more money than he ever spent. And they're very concerned about getting more money. And yet they never seem happy with what they have. You know, no vacation is ever enough. You know, no new car or new purchase ever fulfills them. And the difference between these people is wisdom. Now, Bishop Barron gives us a definition of wisdom, which I thought was pretty profound. He said, wisdom is not about intellectual knowledge, but wisdom is a clarity of mind and heart that comes from a deep friendship with God. Wisdom is a clarity of mind and heart that comes from a deep friendship with God. And so if we start looking at the friendship with God is free. It doesn't cost us anything. And it's available to each and every one of us without limit if we simply desire to be in friendship with our Lord. And if we find that friendship with our Lord, you know, we find the fulfillment of the deepest desire of our heart. We find the most important thing in our life. And once we find that, everything else is going to fall into its proper place. We're not going to be obsessed with obtaining other things if we have the most important thing. And so friendship with God comes first in order to attain wisdom. And if we attain friendship with God, everything else is going to find its proper place if we see it through that lens. For example, wealth. You know, if we have friendship with God, we'll recognize that the wealth that we have, whether it's a lot or a little, is a gift from God. It comes to us from God as a gift, and we'll be happy and see ourselves blessed for what we have. And we're never going to be seeking great wealth or wealth that we'll never be able to attain, because we'll simply be seeking after the wealth that we need to fulfill our vocation, our calling in life, whatever that may be. And the Lord is going to provide that. And so if we look at wealth through the lens of wisdom, through our friendship with God, it'll find its proper place. You know, beauty. You know, some people are obsessed with physical beauty or aspects of their physical appearance or the clothing or the jewelry that they wear. But the moment we seek and find a friendship with God, you know, we're going to see ourselves through that lens. We're going to see that we are beautiful because God knows and sees us. And we're beautiful in his eyes. And so we're not going to need to seek out other things to make us beautiful. We're going to recognize that beauty comes from the virtues in our souls rather than our physical appearance. And so beauty is going to find its proper place when we find wisdom. You know, health. You know, some people are obsessed with health and they'll do anything to extend their life. But when we see it through the lens of friendship with God, we'll recognize that the only reason why health is important is so that we can serve God and fulfill our vocation. And if he does give us physical infirmities, then we offer that suffering up to the Lord. And eventually, our health is going to fail each and every one of us. And we're going to recognize that when our health fails, that's our opportunity to leave this world and go to our true home, to our true to the Lord, who's our true friend. And so through the lens of wisdom, if we see these things through the lens of friendship with God, everything falls in its proper place and all of our desires are fulfilled. And we no longer find ourselves seeking after things that we don't have, because we have the most important thing that places everything else in order. And so wisdom is a clarity of mind and heart that comes from a friendship with God, which orders all things in our life. That's what the rich young man lacked in today's gospel. You know, Jesus Christ, when the rich young man came to him, it says in Mark's gospel that Christ looked at him, loved him, and then called him to leave everything behind to be a disciple. Jesus Christ is calling him into that friendship in a radical way. And the rich young man went away sad because he was too attached to his possessions. And so he did not have wisdom. And so he attached himself to something that ultimately has no value. And that's why he went away sad. I think a good question for us to ask this morning as we reflect on wisdom is, do we have wisdom? And I think a good thing for us to look at is when we have free moments where we just let our mind wander or drift, what do we find ourselves thinking about again and again and again? You know, when we have free time, where does our mind go? You know, because where our mind goes is going to determine where our hearts are. You know, do we find ourselves constantly thinking about how much money is in our bank account? Or where we're at in our career, or when we're going to get the next promotion, or when we're going to get the next new car, or the chance to take the next fancy vacation. What does our mind go to? Or do we find our mind drifting to our relationship with Jesus Christ and our friendship with him and what he's done for our salvation and how rich and blessed we are that the Lord is providing for us in so many different ways? You know, where does our mind go? Because where our mind goes is going to be a good indication of where our heart is. And if we find that we do have an attachment to something else, what do we do about that? Well, it's important for us, in order to break attachments and to seek wisdom, to place our mind on what's important. You know, direct our mind towards our friendship with God. And if we have an attachment to something like wealth, you know, each attachment's a little different, but, you know, there's ways to break every attachment. If our attachment is wealth, spend some time doing a meditation on eternity. You know, if you enter into eternity and you are the only thing that you have is $1 million on your lap, and you are alone by yourself for all eternity with $1 million sitting on your lap, how much fulfillment is that going to bring you? Verse, if we enter into eternity with friendship with God. You know, meditate upon what it would be like if you're attached to cars. You know, that car in 1,000 years is going to turn into a pile of dust after it rusts to pieces. How much value is that pile of dust going to have for you if you spend all eternity with that pile of dust for spending an eternity with friendship with God? You know, do a meditation upon that. Or if it's wealth that we're attached to, think about how we can use our wealth to please God. Again and again, each time you find yourself thinking about wealth, ask yourself the question, what can I do with the resources I've been given that will be pleasing to God? How can I donate this money or use this money in order to bring about the kingdom of God? So it's important to break an attachment that we control our thoughts and direct our thoughts properly ordered towards our friendship with God. And then go to confession to renounce and break the attachment to the sin. And so as we reflect on today's readings, do we have wisdom? If we seek first a friendship with God, we will find wisdom, and everything else will find its proper place in our lives, and we will find fulfillment.